Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. World War I, World War II, the Civil War, 30 Years' War, the 100 Years' War, the list could go on. But all those wars and battles are nothing compared to the tremendous battle in a tiny plot of land 2,000 years ago. The battle was not confined to that time and place either. It was a cosmic struggle between life and death. A sleek rebel, a smooth operator, had gained control of your heart and mine. He seemed to hold all the cards, to have the strategic advantage. His opponent seemed to be an insignificant teacher from a tiny little rural village. He was quickly dispatched, easily arrested, quickly tried and executed. The battle was over, or so it seemed. This insignificant teacher was in reality the great teacher sent from God himself. He had no beginning or ending. He could not remain dead forever. He was the eternal Word of God, begotten of the Father from eternity. He was the embodiment of good. He was the Prince of Life. He came to save his people. He came to save us from our sins. And therefore he receives the name Jesus, which means Savior. In humility and lowliness, he conquered death by willingly laying down his life for the sheep, becoming himself the sacrificial lamb whose blood marks our door, so the angel of death passes over. Satan thought he had won, but he had lost completely and forever. Luther describes this battle in the hymn we just sang. It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith, death is swallowed up in death. His sting is lost forever. Alleluia. See, his blood doth mark our door. Faith points to it. Death passes o'er. And Satan cannot harm us. By our sins and our sinfulness, we were condemned to die eternally. On our own, we lose this battle again and again, the battle against Satan, the battle against the sinful world, the battle against our own sinful flesh. When we look into our hearts, we recognize only corruption. Our conscience burdens us with guilt. Guilt that we deserve and have brought upon ourselves by wicked words, unkind deeds, impure thoughts. Those thoughts, words, and deeds are all now buried in the tomb of Christ. They are drowned in the waters of holy baptism. As St. Paul says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The victory remains with life. Christ lives again to the glory of the Father, and he has raised us out of the waters of baptism, pure, washed, and clean, refreshed to walk in newness of life. For us who live in the northern hemisphere, this festival of Easter comes at the perfect time to remind us of the resurrection. Nature seems to be coming alive again after the cold of winter. The birds return and nest again. The trees will soon turn green. Flowers have started to pop their heads out again out of those dead leaves and the remains of winter. when we Christians realize what a marvelous miracle this is, realize the rescue that has been given to us as well to rise from the dead, given to us freely through the redemption of Christ, that new life arises also in our hearts in gratitude to God. We have been made part of the Holy Christian Church, a countless host of people on this campus, around this world, and throughout the ages, millions, billions of believers from every nation, tribe, and tongue. We, in newness of life, want to gather together in this to hear this powerful saving message again, to be strengthened in our faith, to be made alive, to hear that promise of heaven and eternal life once more. We want to share this happiness with others, with our family, our friends, and our neighbors. We want to love one another as Christ has loved us. We have been raised from the dead. We have new life, and that new life shows in how we deal with other people. We look at them now as fellow creatures of God, intended to live with us in eternal life. The gospel message of Christ crucified and risen gives us that new life. To us, death has lost its power and sting. We have life now and forever, and this we celebrate and enjoy every day of our lives. We can share this life with our fellow believers and with fellow human beings. And it doesn't even end in this world. Our life, our new life, continues on to eternity, and it gets better and better as we look forward to it. We will have struggles. We will have sorrows in this life because we still have sin. But in heaven, sin is done away with, and we are completely holy and truly alive, never to die again. We can't even imagine what kind of life it will be, but it will be truly rising from death to new life, life with God face to face for all eternity, with saints and angels and all the company of heaven. That is the fulfillment of the Easter festival, where we will sing with perfect joy, "Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and riches and honor and glory and blessing." That great Alleluia will never end, for there we will walk in newness of life beyond what we can imagine here. We were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.